Sault Ste. Marie Mayor Don Jerry said he was shocked to learn the state has $14 billion in excess funds. The last several years has been a windfall for the state, believe it or not, said Jerry, urging people to talk to their legislatures. It is time for that money to flow through the local government. He made the comments at the regular city commission meeting on Monday, June 6, where he discussed the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis, Minnesota 9th District President Neil Kashkari's visit to Lake Superior State University, LSSU, Sisler Center for its annual spring economic luncheon in May. They try to maintain a 2% optimum inflation rate, which is really hard to do, said Jerry, reminding listeners that the Federal Reserve is a separate entity from the legislative branch of government. Jerry referenced a question someone had asked at the luncheon regarding what people could do locally to boost the economy. He, Kashkari, talked about supporting broadband, local economic development, the need for more housing, and just being a welcoming community, said Jerry. Jerry stressed the need to repair city streets and roads. I think the city of Sault Ste. Marie has done a great job in managing through difficult times, Jerry said. Moving on to special orders of business, a motion was approved to schedule interviews with all four commission applicants during a special meeting at 7 p.m. on Wednesday, June 8. Applicants include Andrew Rubenstein, Scott Marble, Rick Miller and Steve Habusta. A public hearing was also scheduled for June 20 to discuss Ashmun Street and Portage Avenue metered parking. I know this isn't really the time for it, but I am against taking away the free parking on Portage and Ashmun. There, City Commissioner Bauer said. City Manager Brian Chapman reiterated that the city would seek input from the Downtown Development Authority and business owners. We do see positives, said Chapman. If city parking had the ability to be a little more self-sufficient, obviously, we could free up funds from the other areas subsidizing it. We could free up funds. The city's Downtown Access and Placemaking Michigan Economic Development Commission, MEDC, grant budget of $5.2 million originally prompted talks geared toward improving downtown parking lots and walkways. The city maintains that increased parking enforcement would help promote downtown businesses along Ashmun Street and Portage Avenue. Public hearings will be held on June 20 and July 5 to discuss the demolition of the old pump house. According to the city, the old pump house has remained a fixture on the St. Mary's River waterfront for about 120 years. It once pumped hundreds of millions gallons of water into the city until its closure in 1993. The city believes the structure will turn into a costly and hazardous liability. Its estimated demolition cost is $117,400. It made me want to cry, really, but it has got to come down, said Bauer. We have a deal right now that looks like it is going to be pretty good as far as taking that down for not a whole lot of money. It is going to save the city a whole lot of money. The building is not really safe. In other agenda items and in accordance to a local intergovernmental agreement, Tina Fuller could potentially serve as the designated county assessor. The state requires a county to have a designated assessor to step in a city or township should the state tax commission so deem that it needs to happen, said Chapman. Chapman provided updates on the Downtown Access and Placemaking Project, including a Safe Routes to School grant. The water meter project is nearing its end, and turnoffs are expected soon for residents who have failed to schedule appointments to change out water meters. We are continuing to knock on doors, said Chapman. We are continuing to try to make contact with those homeowners. About 350 households have yet to respond. W. Portage Road work is expected to begin during the first week of August. Work on 3 Mile Road began yesterday, and Kemp Marina repairs should be completed by June 10. Mackinac City trustee and resident George Ranville, candidate for 37th District State Senate, was present to speak to the city and commission. He established and owns the infamous Mackinac City microbrewery, Bière de Mac Brew Works. I feel your pain about revenue sharing and unfunded mandates from the state, especially when we see there is billions sitting there and we are trying to figure out how much money we have to plant flowers. The city, then, entered into a closed session to consider a periodic personnel evaluation of a public officer. A public meeting to interview the four city commission candidates will be at 7 p.m. tonight in City Hall.